This is a typical example of an ENS plan sheet, albeit a busy one. A few of the BMPs on the sheet are labeled for this presentation for discussion purposes. A general rule of thumb for navigating these plans is that any lines or symbols that are bold and solid are usually proposed construction. Anything that is a lighter shade of gray or dashed lines is existing. All areas of earthwork will require some type of stabilization. Therefore, any area with the series of proposed contours, such as the sediment basin slopes here, will need to be stabilized. Rock aprons are often drawn to scale on the plan, but not always. It is best to use the detail tables to verify dimensions. Inlet protection is usually shown with a symbol and labeled with a unique ID. Rock construction entrances sometimes need to conform to the shape of the surroundings and cannot be forced into the dimensions on the standard detail. There are three entrances on the sheet, and none utilize the standard dimensions. There is a wetland located in the lower center of the plan sheet. Wetlands require protection to ensure that they are not inadvertently or unnecessarily impacted during construction. Though not evident here, protective fencing is normally installed around the wetland during construction.